show also that you have slowed down in the tourist sector. How you didn't show your really potential play?
No, I think we're trying to do our program. Obviously, sometimes you go a bit faster, sometimes a bit slower, but overall, I think we are still a little bit behind the amount of laps. We're not entirely happy. So far, the car has proven reliable. The first feeling is okay. Obviously, the step from last year, you cannot compare because it's a massive step forward. It's more fun to drive. The cars are faster. So I think it's the same for all of us. But yeah, I mean, the car so far feels okay. As I said, we still have room for improvement, and yeah, obviously Melbourne is only a couple of weeks away, so the guys are pushing very hard here and pushing very hard in the factory. We need to improve.
Next time we will see in Melbourne. How do you feel ready, your car and you, from 1 to 10?
Well, I think we are better prepared than last year. We did more laps. I think overall the team is in a better shape. So I think we learned a lot from last year, and I think last year was the most important season for us. Even if you look at the results, you say it was not such a successful one, but I think what happened in the background was really, really important to make a step forward, and hopefully we've done that. But I don't think we will get a proof or we'll have a real idea until Melbourne or the first couple of races.
You said that you could be the favorite. Ferrari could be the favorite in Melbourne. How you can answer to him?
Well, I think if we can be, fighting for the podium in Melbourne would be great. But that's far, far away. I think, obviously, in terms of time, it's not that far away. But we still have a lot to learn, a lot to do. I think we are starting to grow together more and more. And I think. Yeah, it's not a surprise if you win 3 world championships in a row as a team, then it's clear who is the favorite. Rule change or not, I think they have good people and a working team, so they are the ones to beat.
What is the most impressive feature on your new car?
Well, I've always liked the color. Other than that, obviously, I think it's the amount of downforce that we've gained, but I think that's for all of us. I think we're going quite a bit slower on the straights, but we're making a lot of time up in the corner, which obviously it's a lot more fun to drive, and we know this track very well. We know the limits, but this year I think we had to define them a little bit again because we can push so much harder.
Okay, did you see the football match of Barcelona in TV?
No, I was already in bed. So what I heard.
Tell us about the engine performance. I mean, when you on track with Mercedes, is it much with Mercedes this year?
It's difficult. I would say impossible to compare. You never know which fuel people are on, which energy people are running, which engine modes they're running, which obviously makes a much bigger difference now than it did probably 4 years ago with the old spec of engines, where you were running full power more or less all the time. Now you can play a bit more, so it's very hard to say. Plus, I don't know which tires they're on all the time. So here, really, everybody's trying to do their own thing. But I think we've done a step. The people have been working very hard. Obviously, that was the target. I think we can still improve, but it's also difficult to compare because we are a lot slower down the straights compared to last year, where we had less downforce and less drag.
Okay, it's